One of my goals for 2024 is to shop more sustainable. I love being able to shop at Macy's because I really appreciate that big brands like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community, Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainable with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose. I feel like I'm perpetually on a skin journey. Whenever my skin gets good, then it gets bad, then I'm like, wait, I have wrinkles. Like, it's just a whole process. And honestly, when you're feeling your skin isn't your best, it really messes up your confidence. That's why I have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. No complicated routine, no multi-step protocols, just simple, scientific, women in STEM validated solutions. Other skin brands treat symptoms rather than getting to the root cause of aging. Most skincare available on the market is designed to provide a temporary reduction in visible signs of aging, addressing just surface symptoms of an underlying decline in skin health. OneSkin combines tissue engineering, data analysis, and cutting-edge longevity science to create the world's most effective product to target skin aging. OneSkin believes the purpose of skincare is not just to improve how we look, but to optimize our skin biology so that it's more resilient to the aging process. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company, and by focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code GIGGLY at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code GIGGLY. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Giggly Squad and tell them that we sent you.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
Hello, my giggle giggle.
Every time we start, I like the 3 seconds before, I'm like, I wonder how she's gonna start this week. I literally
giggly. Okay, anyway, I'll shut the fuck up. Welcome to another episode of Giggly Squad. Thank you for all the great feedback on our episode of ayahuasca. It was truly a drug trip. If you haven't watched,
I really felt like I was high during it.
I know. People were messaging about it, and I'm like, for some reason, I don't remember anything I said on that episode.
I haven't stopped thinking about frog poison, though. I'll tell you that.
Oh my god. How's your week, babe? How are you doing?
It was good. I wanted to say this just because I felt like this overwhelming sense that I had to for the gigglers. Mm-hmm. I think about the gigglers a lot sometimes when I'm like in my apartment by myself. Mm-hmm. But I...
As one does.
Like you do. I filmed a Zara haul on my Instagram yesterday because I'd like told everyone like I ordered a bunch of stuff for the summer and like I wanted to show everyone. Whatever, I did it in like very true page fashion. Like I didn't do swipe ups. I was just like, these are my fits and I'm excited about it. And so like I was looking at some of the DMs and a lot of it was like, you know, what size was this or whatever. And then I was looking and I got a lot of really nice DMs from girls being like, oh my God, you're so fit. And like, I want your body and all this stuff. And before I looked at those messages, I had like rewatched my story to make sure everything was like went in order and whatever. And also because I like to laugh at myself because I'm fucking hilarious. But like my first thought when I was looking at it was like, wow, that I don't look like the way I feel like I usually look, or I don't. There were some like clips where I was like, oh, I look like bigger than I want to be, or like I just like felt bad about myself. And so then when I was looking at those DMs, I was just like, oh my God, like every girl is envious of like other girls. And I just wanted the gigglers to know that like when you're looking at your own body, like don't think that you look bad, because everyone has like their own insecurities and their own shit. And I just felt like so compelled to say it. Like I don't ever want especially gigglers, because I love them. Like, I don't ever want them to feel like down on themselves in general, not because of me, just like in general, because every single girl looks in the mirror and they look at things and they're like, I hate this about how I look, or like, I hate my skin right now, or like, I hate that I've gained like 5 pounds or something. And like, I feel it, and I'm sure like Hailey Bieber feels it, and I'm sure Kendall Jenner feels it. And so I just wanted to say that, like, you know, everyone is gorgeous, and don't ever like look at in the mirror and be like, I could lose 10 pounds. So that's why I ordered Chipotle last night too, also.
That was beautiful, and I hope the diarrhea was worth it.
It kind of was.
I think it's important. It always is. For people to remember too, like, I think Paige has the most incredible body, but my head on Paige's body, I'm calling the police. like you're so much better as yourself. If that makes sense. Because I think like the internet makes you feel like, oh, if I just like twisted this and twisted that. No, it's like you are your most authentic when you are living your full self and like being confident in who you are and being true to you. Because if you're just trying to manipulate yourself to be something else, people can sense that shit. And it's like you can appreciate beauty of different forms. And the most attractive thing is like appreciating yourself and being
nice to
yourself.
Yeah, and I just wanted the gigglers to like, you know, don't be envious of anyone on Instagram because you think they're skinnier or you think they're prettier or like, you know, you have no, like their life could suck. You know, I feel like my mom has always said certain things like, if you listen to other people's problems, you'd be thankful for yours, like things like that, you know. So I don't know.
I'm guilty of sometimes when I have problems, I think my problems are like the worst in the entire world. Yeah. And that's something I need to unpack and work on because it's happening to you. But if you could get perspective and realize.
And I just wanted to give them some perspective. Like, if girls watch and were like, oh my God, she's so skinny, just know that, like, I looked in the mirror and was like, I could lose 4 pounds. You know, not to be like, I don't think I'm fat, obviously, but every girl has that, like, insecurity thing and they look in the mirror. So I just wanted all the gigglers to just know that and, like, don't be so hard on yourselves because I'm trying to not be either.
And you should really not be hard on yourself because I was impressed by the amount of outfits you tried on yesterday.
Thank
like that
you.
Is anyone who's ever said you were a lazy piece of shit, you are not. That is hard. I can barely try on one outfit and then I give up. Like, that is was incredible. The determination and consistency of the performance was spectacular.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
I just want to know, Zara, Summer, are we okay? Are we good? Do we love it? Do we hate it? What's happening?
I love Zara. I think that they've put out some really good things lately. And, you know, they'll always be my day ones. But there's certain things that I hate about them, you know? It's like a boyfriend that you have to compromise with. You know, I hate their website. I hate walking into their store. And their employees are sometimes really rude. The lines are so long. But I love the clothes they put out, so I'm gonna stick it out with them.
It's a toxic relationship, but sometimes you can't help but go back.
When we're really good, we're really good, and when we're bad, we're bad. I don't know.
I don't mean to call you out on this right now, but did you watch Halston?
Mm-hmm.
Did you like it?
I did like it. It's one of those shows that, like, I feel like you go through these journeys where oh my God, there's nothing on TV. I have nothing new to watch. It was acceptable to watch fully through because there's nothing else that's new. Is it the best show on Netflix? No. Was I intrigued? Yes. But I will say this. It's a show for the girls. Like, if you're going to try and watch this with a guy, he's going to be so uninterested.
Dez walked in and he was like, you started something with that? I go, honey, this is not for you.
This is not for you. This is for the girls. The clothes. I was so fascinated by the clothes. And just, like, the evolution of fashion is fascinating to me because that's like the only thing I really care about in life is clothes and my mom. But I thought it was really good. I really did like it. It's crazy, like the time period. I feel like I could have lived in that time period. I would have absolutely fucked up Studio 54.
You would have. And you probably would have fucked up your own life as well.
1,000%. The girl that died in the vent, that was insane.
worth it.
And they were like, the worst part was like, was that she was wearing Calvin Klein. And they were like, no. It was good. Oh, I also watched that movie, the Amy Adams movie.
Woman in the Window. Was it good or not?
Okay, so it starts out kind of slow.
Don't tell us ending.
Okay, and I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh my God, I literally said I've never watched a movie that Amy Adams has been in that I haven't liked. And I'm sitting there and I'm waiting for it to pick up and I'm waiting for it to pick up. And I'm like, oh, like it's good, but like it's whatever. Her acting is superb. She's amazing. Toward the middle and the end, you're literally sitting there like, yo, what the fuck is going on? It's really good. It's crazy at the end. It's a crazy ending. So I really liked it.
You heard it here first from Paige DeSorbo. I'm excited because I just recommend shit and then don't watch it. It's like how often when a friend says you should watch something, you actually watch it. So this is real friendship here. I love it so much. We have a very special episode today.
Yeah, we do.
We have a surprise coming. We're doing pep talk time, our advice column, and we decided to bring in a giggler. But first, we're gonna warm each other up.
Warm each other up with some that advice we've gotten questions. From
the gigglers, and these are some wild ones. I'm just gonna warn you. Sometimes the gigglers are in a mood.
I love it. Sometimes though, I get a lot of college girls DMing me. I have this one girl who's like, I am at a party right now. This is the situation. What's happening? And I'm so invested in these like college lives.
And then you answer and then you're like, okay, I need an update.
And then, the one time she didn't respond, I'm like, hello, it's 2 a.m. Did you go home with him or not? Let me know.
Okay, this one I'll see you in court for. Okay. If a friend placed claim on a print, color, or style, how would you handle that? Do you take her to court?
Pardon? Like, oh, that's my, like, I wear pink. That's my thing.
I guess, like, oh, I'm the preppy one. Like, that's my thing. This is some, like, high school shit.
That's some high school shit.
Do they not understand that there's trends? Just be like, look, calm it down, Stacy. You look amazing in your velvet bell bottoms or whatever.
Yeah.
But it doesn't take away from your velvet bell bottoms if I'm wearing velvet bell bottoms. And you know what? We'll take a cute Insta pic together and do hashtag velvet bell bottoms.
Here's the thing for me. Stacy might only have that thing. Stacy has one thing. You know, if that's the only thing that makes Stacy feel good, let her have it. Let her have, like, I don't know. That's just so weird. I've never said to a friend, hey, I wear mini skirts and knee-high boots. You can't wear that. Like, that's that's some mean Stacey's girl shit. Like, I wear insecure. White gold tubes. Yeah, poor Stacy.
It sounds like Regina George. Like, on Wednesdays, we wear pink. But I do think, but then also, like, what is she going to be like with guys? Is she going to be like,
Stacy has a deeper issue happening.
Stacy needs to unpack her deeper traumas.
Yeah. Stacy's just insecure and she wants to, like, win at something because look at the other parts of Stacy's life. See if they're going well. I'm going to tell you something, they're probably not.
But also, is Stacy winning? No, she's just being controlling and she's cheating in the game of winning. I have beef with Stacy. I have beef with her.
Yeah, distance from Stacy for a couple weeks and just like see if your life improves. I feel like it will.
Ooh, I like that. Yeah. Just distance. Like don't.
Don't get into a fight with her. Just like, no. You know, do like a slow fade. And if your life gets better, then Stacy was the problem.
How do I get my boyfriend to spend more money on me with the little devil, purple devil face? He's very well off, but frugal? ?
Damn, girl.
Look, I love a frugal man.
I do too. Like,
I get anxiety when I see a dude just like spending reckless money. It gives me a lot of anxiety. I don't care how rich he is.
Wait, so do I. And I've gone out with, look, not to toot my own horn, but I have gone out with some pretty wealthy guys. You know, I'm talking billionaire with a B, my guy. Like, some wealthy humans.
You don't know what they do for a living and you don't know how they got the money. Like, yeah, some illegal shit happens.
Yeah, they'd see me in court if I ever asked. But it sometimes a lot of money makes me uncomfortable. And I think that if you want your boyfriend to spend more money on you, I know you're a giggler, but I don't like it.
No, but what if her love language is gift giving and she feels like he's like not showing that side to him? Okay, this is what I'm going to say, and this is going to be wild, but it's based on our money manifestation that we've been talking about.
Yeah.
Buy him something.
Hannah,
buy him something. Thank you.
Yes. You buy him something nice.
And then he will inherently feel like he wants to reciprocate if he cares about you. And then, yeah.
Hannah.
But also, like, if you want the guy to spend more money on you, let's unpack that a little more. Is he not good at other things? Like, does he not go down on you? Does he not tell you he loves you? Does he not grab your butt for no reason?
You're so wise.
That's important.
That advice, chef's kiss. I loved that.
Chef's kiss.
I was dating a guy who would never get Ubers. Like, we would go places and he'd be like, Paige, get the Uber. And I'd be like, how fucking dare you? To the point where one of my girlfriends was like, yo, look at me. If you take your phone out, I will slap you across the face. And then I went out with a guy recently and I was like, okay, I'll get the Uber. And he was like, if you take your phone out to get the Uber, I'm not going. So, like,
last time I called an Uber, I broke my pinky.
It's little things like that. Yeah. It's little things like that where I like better than, like, if you're going to buy me a bag. Don't buy me a bag either because I want to pick it out. You have no idea what I want.
You know, but it's interesting. How do I get my friends more money on me? Is it, do you feel like you want to show off to your friends that you have a cute bag? Do you have a friend whose boyfriend is buying her a lot of shit? Because I'm going to tell you right now, money does not equal happiness. And that bag is just going to remind you of him in 2 years after you break up with him. And it's going to make you want to throw it out.
I see, like, a lot of girls that I see on Instagram that I know that are, like, posting shit that their boyfriends got them. I'm like, yeah, this is hilarious, though, because I know for a fact that you two hate each other. So I rather be so obsessed with my boyfriend and love him so much and support him than like getting that bag. I don't know. It's okay that one tripped up.
Yeah, that one fucked us up. How do you deal with the noisiest neighbor? Can hear every word of his convos because he screams, and I'm fully invested in all his drama now.
I don't see the problem here. I don't see the problem. You have a live action TV
cancel
show.
Cancel your Netflix. Cancel your HBO.
Save money on your streaming packages. This is amazing. Record it next time. Send it to us. I love other people's drama.
It is funny, though, because everyone, I think, feels like their upstairs neighbor just like plays catch with a bowling ball at some point. You're like, what could you possibly be doing that's so noisy?
Yeah.
But I do. It's so hard because you have to run into them all the time. So I'm not confrontational in that way where I could never like knock on someone's door and be like, hey, can you turn it down?
Oh, I would never. I could never.
I could never. Maybe this is what people, I think adults do. You tell your landlord to tell them anonymously. Some people have been hearing, can you lower it down a little? Oh, I just had someone practicing opera for a while once in one of my apartments. That was brutal because I didn't want to tell her to like end her career, but I was like, stop. Like, I want you to practice and be the best you can be, but stop. That's the most New York shit ever.
That is the most New York shit I've ever heard. Imagine if she gets done recording and you just yell through the wall, you're going to Hollywood!
To like go to Hollywood.
American Idol. Oh my God. I used to get called a lot from my building being like, hey, can you stop walking around in heels? And I'm like, but how will I know what heels look good with the outfit if I don't put them on? I'm like, yes, I'll try and stop.
That is so funny. I know. How will you know if the heel pops or not?
Yeah, I would say just call your management. Let them deal with it. It's basically the equivalent to like being in middle school and high school and something happening. You know, be like, whatever, I'll just call my mom. Mm-hmm.
This is a great one.
Okay.
I hate people. I hate dating. I hate awkwardness. I want to date and meet someone. Help. Spelled H-A-L-P.
Please stop reading my advice questions live on the air, Hannah.
So I have an answer for this. This is amazing. First of all, are very self-aware of what you want and what you don't want. Second of all, be open about it, manifest it, and find someone else who hates everyone except you.
Yes.
You can't like pretend you like people and think you're going to find the right person pretending that you're something you're not. Go into a party and be like, I hate this shit, and find the other person who is like, so do I.
Yeah. Agreed. Sorry, I just got a random ass text from like one of my exes and it just threw me off.
What?
Yeah, like asking to hang. So it like threw me off.
Oh.
Sometimes I think that the world, okay, this is like part of a mental health moment. Sometimes I think that the world tries to fuck with you because recently I've been really manifesting not finding a husband, not like moving on with the next part of my life. I've been manifesting just like being in love. Like I'm ready to like fall in love, or I'm ready to feel something for another human, you know, because I feel like a lot of the times I'm just like, don't like you anymore. And yeah. And so I think that the world, when you do things like that, like manifesting things like that, I think the world throws you people you used to talk to. And if you take the bait, the world's like, you're not ready for what you're manifesting. You just proved it. Because I'd like cut off my whole roster and slowly, one by one, they started coming back. And I would be like, oh, yeah, I'm kind of bored. Like, maybe I'll hang out with them. And I'll be like, no.
Test.
I got rid of you. Test. No. Yeah, this is a test. Get out of here. And so this is the third person this week who has hit me up to hang out that I've been like, no.
That Zara Hall was fire.
It was the Zara Hall.
But
it was the Zara
Hall. You're nailing it. I do think that your life is patterns. So, like, you know when something happens to you and it's, like, not good and you're like, shit, I hope it doesn't happen again? Oh, it will, unless you go about it a different way, or you're just going to be dealing with the same patterns for the rest of your life.
Yes. What is that whole thing where it's, like, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result?
Okay, TED Talk.
Okay. Renee Brown.
Like Brene Brown once said,
fuck you.
Stop being a stupid bitch.
Remember when I thought Brene Brown was dead? I'll literally never get over that.
Brene Brown has an amazing podcast right now. She's very much undead. Okay. This is how we're going to end this before we bring our special giggler on. How to make your own closure.
Interesting. I don't know. Help me.
I love your honesty, and that's why we love you. Okay, this is what I'm going to say. There are so many people in this world who are not going to give you the closure you want to things. We are not a Disney movie. Disney fucked us up. We'll go into that another time.
Yeah, that's a whole separate pod.
This is some like Buddhism shit that I haven't studied, but I've heard through people, probably TikTok, who knows. But like, you need to forgive them. You are not going to get the W of like them apologizing, them telling you you were right. Like, you're dealing with other humans with their own shit.
Yeah.
You have to get closure within yourself. And that closure is not fuck them, I'm the best. It's I forgive them.
Yeah.
I have empathy for them and I wish them the best.
I almost feel like sometimes the closure is accepting that you're not going to get closure.
Yes.
Like, this is just how it's going to be. This is my closure. This is how
and
it's going to be.
And being comfortable in that.
Yeah. And we'll course correct as we go. We'll live how it is now.
And a lot of just like not thinking so black and white and things like that person's evil or that person's, you know, the best. And just being like this time, like anger will eat at you. Like, I would watch a documentary where, like, someone will get angry at someone or hurt or they feel like they can't solve something. And it will age them. They'll have gray hairs, lose their teeth, like, look like they've been on drugs.
Yeah.
Because of the emotion of anger. So try to detach from anger by feeling your stuff. Again, have I been able to do this? No. But am I trying to?
Yes. Any advice we give is we're trying to do it ourselves.
Any advice we give is nothing we've been able to accomplish, but we believe that the gigglers are better than us in many ways.
Am I going to slip up and probably sleep with someone on my roster this weekend? Yeah, probably. After I just gave that whole speech.
All my life savings on it.
Whatever. Let me live.
With that said, let's bring on our first giggler. Okay, gigglers, we have an extremely exciting surprise today. We decided we're going to throw in a giggler to the mix to pep talk time. And we have a real life giggler on the line. Paige?
This is so exciting.
So we'd like to officially welcome the first giggler to ever come on the podcast. Julia, welcome to the squad.
Thank you guys for having me.
Julia, we're so excited.
We're so excited.
Julia is adorable also. We're like looking at her on Zoom. We can't wait to hear like the questions she has for us. And Julia, wait, where? Oh my God.
I'm always sweating. I love that. If you're not sweating, you're not alive. Julia, how long have you been a giggler?
Since April of 2020.
Oh my God, what a dark time.
Wow. So when we started.
Like, literally.
That's crazy that we've been at Giggly Squad for a year.
Yeah. It's crazy.
This is
God, we've gone through some highs and lows,
haven't we?
We've been through
a lot together, Julia.
It's been a time.
That's
and
for
the
sure.
fact that you're still here says so much about you, positives and negatives. Julia, what questions do you have for us today for Pep Talk time?
I mean, I'll just start off, like, obviously, like, just going off that vibe, like, do you guys even realize how many, like, friendships and connections you guys have made through Giggly Squad? Like, how does that make you feel? Like, knowing, like, there's literally, like, groups of friends from everywhere that, like, I'm in group chats with people and all we do is talk all day long from all over the US and Canada. And I never would have met them otherwise. And I know it's not just me. There's a lot of these groups. How do you feel?
We
forget. Dude, I've actually never really thought about it.
We didn't know this.
Like, I knew that, like, people became friends and, like, followed each other on Instagram mm-hmm. and was maybe, like, you know how you have that, like, Instagram hype girl that you don't really know in real life, but you, like each other's pictures? I thought it was like that, but I didn't realize that there's, like, group chats and that, like, not that I'm going to cry because I'm not emotional, but if I were, I would tear up. Like, that is, oh, my God, I really love that.
I also
that.
Love it because I feel like Paige and I have a unique sense of humor. So the fact that, like, it's like when you like a guy, but you also like his friend, it kind of makes sense. So I feel like the fact that Julia likes us and she meets another girl who doesn't think we're complete weirdos, they probably have the same sense of humor. And like the fact that, I don't know, I'm just really proud of the sense of humor that the people have that listen, because I hope you guys are just making fun of us and making fun of each other all the time. And it having you on today just like reminds us like, there's a bigger deal to us just making stupid
yeah.
jokes about like rosters and ayahuasca.
Yeah. So it's more like a supportive thing. Like we're all like each other's like support group, but like we make fun of each other, but like also make each other laugh and do like silly Zooms and like dress up sometimes. And yeah, it's good times.
That's fucking amazing.
And I feel like it's even a crazier situation because we started this like right when the pandemic happened. So it was just people from all over being like, what's happening? Like, is the world mm-hmm. ending? And that, I feel like, is a bond that's so unique.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of entertainers, like, whether we're on reality TV show and we're on the TV and they're watching us, or we're doing stand-up and I'm on stage and they're watching us. But Giggly Squad started where we all were just in bed. Like, I ran into some Giggly Squad people and they were just like, they were doing the same thing we did for 3 months together. Like, it was such a bonding moment. It wasn't like, listen to me on stage, I'm a sad clown. It was just yeah. like, we're all sad clowns on Instagram at the same time. So, you know, we feel so connected to you guys. And I think that's really why we wanted to have you on, to just be like,
yeah.
the gigglers are real. They're not just people we made up. It's not a complete pyramid scheme.
We're pretty real. That's so funny. Knowing that, like, you know, you guys started like this movement and obviously there's been, you know, highs and lows. How do you deal with like that anxiety? You guys have talked about this before, but like, do you have any new tips or tricks since, you know, the last time you guys really explained about what you do to cope with sometimes that overwhelming anxiety? Because
wow,
yeah.
it's
Julia
a lot
with the fire question. So mm-hmm. there's a new thing that I'm trying, which is actually the anxiety comes from not having control. The anxiety comes from like people responding or reacting to things and you can't make everyone agree with you or make everyone see your perspective or make everyone like you. And I feel like ultimately getting to the point where you realize I don't have control of how people view me. And what if that's okay? Which is such a scary thought. But then being yeah. like, I don't have to be on Instagram responding to everyone's comment to try to like explain my side of things. I can actually just let them feel and remove myself from it. And like, what is that like? So I haven't conquered this yet, but I'm working on just being like, what if it's okay that some people don't like me? And what if it's okay that I can't control it.
That's so good.
Yeah. I feel like I always have like such a sense of urgency, like in so many different parts of my life. Like if someone texts me, I'm like, oh my God, I have to text them right back. Or like someone messages me, like a girl, like even like, oh, what size is that skirt or something? I get anxious, like, okay, I have to respond to them. And I forget where I heard this. I don't know if it was on a podcast or like a therapist or something, but they were saying when you get that anxiety feeling, or like when you get that like gut feeling of like something's bad, or like you don't like this feeling, rather than trying to have that sense of urgency to get rid of it, sitting in it and like acknowledging that you're feeling it is so much better. And I did it for the first time. Like, I've always known about it, but I never remember to do it. And I did it for the first time actually like a week ago. Like, I was talking to this guy, whatever. And like something just happened where like in my gut, I was like, oh, I don't like this feeling. And like he's making me sad, or like he's making me feel like not good enough or something. Rather than like trying to keep myself busy or not think about it, I sat there for like 30 seconds and was just like, okay, let's just like feel this. And like, yeah, this fucking sucks. And then I forgot about it. So like,
you like didn't suppress it.
Yeah, like I was just like, okay, let's like feel this, and then like fuck this guy. And like moving on.
Wait. Next. I just realized that Julia is the giggler Barbara Walters right now. She's like, okay, now the gigglers need answers to the real questions. But Paige, what you said is so powerful, because yeah. I was talking to my therapist, who we love. I'm 3 weeks in, I'm a new bitch. Mm-hmm. And she was like, okay, you're just like chasing the next best thing right now. She's like, what if you just sat in your sadness for a second? And I was like, ow, why are you trying to attack me like that? And she was like, what if you journaled? And I was like, what? And she's like, it's just writing feelings. And I'm like, that's stupid. And she's like, no, it actually like forces you. I'm like, is someone going to read it? Am I going to perform it? And she's like, again, not about like accomplishing anything, bitch. Just like, do something that makes you feel your shit, which inevitably doesn't make things worse. It actually somehow releases it and makes it better and makes it us feel like a secret, a dirty secret inside you, and more just like, also when you read things out loud, it sounds really stupid. You're like, this troll told me that I was ugly.
I had a therapist tell me, like, if you break down your fears, like, okay, so she would ask me like, what's your biggest fear? And I would be like, my biggest fear is failing and having to move back to Albany and like living with my parents for the rest of my life. And she was like,
which doesn't sound horrible.
It honestly sounds amazing. And I would eat such good food and I gained 500 pounds. But then like, she was like, just break it down on like, why are you so scared of that? Or like, okay, what's the worst that could happen? And then you break it down like to like the smallest thing. You're like, this is stupid. Like, it's so stupid. And, like, in terms of writing things down, I had a therapist tell me one time, or maybe she was an energy healer. You know how I love, like, that weird shit.
We love.
She was like, your thoughts are not who you are. It's like having the TV on in the background. Like, you're listening to all of these things, but that's not who you are as a person. So one day I wrote down, your thoughts are not who you are, and I just had it on like my desk, and every so often I would look at it and I would just be like, oh yeah, I'm just a crazy bitch inside, but deep down I'm really nice.
Oh my God, we love that.
No, wait, that was amazing. Oh my God, you guys, that was spot on. I love that. Okay, this is a little silly.
Okay.
This before. You guys haven't answered it.
Oh, God. There might be a reason, Julia.
No, no, it's actually really, it's really sad. This one, okay. This one's not. How do I convince my husband to let me get a cat?
Oh, this is a Hannah question. This is a Hannah question.
Oh, my God.
Just do it.
So bad.
Okay.
And I tried to like, just do it. And I was like, ready to go. I was going to foster for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And I had it all planned out, and I like told the lady I was going to do it. He lost his
freaked
mind.
Out.
She had to call the lady and be like, "I'm so sorry, I actually can't take those kittens."
Wait, what are his reasonings on why he doesn't want one?
Yeah, we're gonna have to therapize him. Like, why is it so bad to have a kitten for 2 weeks?
So he's not terribly wrong. So my oldest, with her, she's developmentally delayed or whatever, so she has like these hyper focuses and like OCDs on like everything. And she would be constantly just at the cats. She'd want to be like up in the middle of the night, like going down to like see them if they were like down in my office, or like just constantly picking at them. And he just thinks it would be another stressor for our family. So he's probably not wrong, but
okay, that's interesting.
Wait, what if it was the opposite effect?
That's what I was gonna say. We don't know. We're not doctors.
Right. Clearly not. But clearly. What if this cat came into your daughter's life and it was like this
relaxing?
Yeah, something that you wouldn't have even imagined. Like, she became so into the cat and taking care of it and loving it. It could be the opposite. He could be totally right. That's why I feel like fostering for 2 weeks, let's see how she is with it. And if she hates it and it's too much, okay, well, it was done in 2 weeks. But if she loves it and, like, it changes her whole perspective, how could you miss out on that?
Oh, my God. You're actually a genius. Did you know that? You're a genius.
Tell my ex-boyfriends that.
I may have done a project in college about why cats are important for everyone. And
may have?
Cats are known to lower your blood pressure when you pet them. I majored in cats. They lower your blood pressure when you pet them. And they have a very calming presence to them because they're always sleeping or wanting to cuddle. And then they like to play. And, you know, it could be also good for you and your happiness. And we know when mom is happy, everyone is a little better. This is what I recommend. This is what I'm gonna my to-do list for you. What if, as a family, you went to see some kittens first?
Like in a shelter?
Maybe in a shelter. Like, or maybe you and her can go volunteer maybe once a week for a couple weeks at a shelter if COVID allows you.
Right now.
Or you just do the 2 week foster situation and be like, I'm not going to trick you and try to keep this cat. I want to see how maybe an animal can have a positive.
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason there's therapy animals. I just have this feeling that, like, she would have such a bond and feel a different type of love that maybe she hasn't experienced before. Yeah. And I don't know. I just feel like it could be really amazing for her.
For all we know, maybe in the middle of the night, she won't be running down to find the cat. Maybe the cat will be sleeping in bed with her and help her sleep at night.
Yeah. And if it's awful, then we get rid of the cat. Fuck the cat. Do you know what I mean? if she hates it, it's causing drama. Yeah, like, get rid of the cat.
And lastly, men are very visual creatures, you know, like, very visual. So, like, once he sees the cat, maybe, like, sitting on her lap or, like, her petting the cat or you being so happy with the cat. I don't know. I think it's worth a try. But I do think that respecting your husband's emotions is important, and he has very valid concerns. However, yeah, like, the best thing comes out of coming out of your comfort zone, and you can't always be scared of, you know, the worst possible scenario. What about the best possible scenario?
Yeah.
That's fair. I like that. That's a really strong argument. That's really, really good.
Yeah. You don't send us pictures of this cat next week, I will be so mad.
Stay tuned.
I feel like I am in my wedding guest era. I'm actually in my bridesmaid era. I'm in a wedding coming up. Well, it's really next year, but it's one of my best friends from high school's wedding. So really, we have been planning already. And the number one thing I told her to do is she has to go through Zola. She's obviously very stressed about wedding planning. So I was telling her about Zola, and you can literally plan your entire wedding in one convenient place from the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates. You can make your registry. You can even taste your cake through Zola. They literally have everything that you need to make the whole process super easy. And there's nothing the girlies love than getting rid of admin and giving it to somebody else. And it's actually enjoyable. There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or in the bed or on the couch. Zola is the first and only stop you need to make your wedding planning journey. They've truly thought of everything that you need, and they have built every tool to get you to I Do, including customized checklists to get you moving, to keep you on track, and prepare you for what's next. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
So I was going to ask advice on staying fashionable in your mid-30s, do's and don'ts. I want to be fashionable, but, like, I'm not super young anymore.
First of all, You're so fashionable. You already have your hair
parted. First of all, you look like you're 25 too.
You look like 25. You're wearing Manifest that shit.
I love that.
You're blonde with just a subtle pink in your hair, which I'm obsessed with. If I can't see completely, but I feel like you have a little cat eye going on, which means you will ruin men's lives. With a little bit of a hoop earring, if I can see clearly. So Paige, what else can this bitch do to be any cooler than she already is?
My advice for like staying trendy, first of all, I think it's all in your head that it's like, oh, I'm in my mid-30s. I can't like be trendy. That's just like your own self-doubt. You absolutely can. Should you be running around in crop tops and mini skirts? Probably not. No. But like I always say, like everything that's age appropriate, I feel like even as I'm getting older, my style is getting a lot more classic and like preppy. Mm-hmm. And you can still be fashionable. Like an oversized blazer is still like you can wear that and be trendy. And there's a lot of the like tops that are like high neck and with like a really cool jean, like something that's a little bit more preppy, I feel like keeps you fashionable, but still like age appropriate. But you're like, also, you're trendy. That's in your head. Don't even. And if you want to wear something, then fucking wear it.
I do think that it's also who you get your inspiration from. So like if you're on TikTok all the time, I remember I tried to wear like chokers when I was like a little too old for it, and I just didn't feel like myself in it. But it's because all the like early 20-year-olds were wearing
Hannah,
chokers.
That is really good advice. That's so true.
Yeah, find. Do you know how many women are in their 30s that are like the most beautiful women in the world? Like I feel like 30s is gonna be my prime. Like Olivia Wilde, you know, Nikki Glaser, like they're all mid 30s. Look at what they're dressing and how they feel, and find inspiration from.
I've built a whole career of copying people's outfits. So find someone in their 30s that you love their style and just copy their shit.
Yeah. I was literally just looking at female comics I admire, and they were all mid 30s, and I was like, I want to be mid 30s. They're just so smart and wise and stylish. But yeah, I think mid 30s is when you're your most confident and you actually know who you are the most. So whatever like you feel actually makes you feel confident in it, not what you think society wants you to wear. If that makes sense.
I agree with that.
So I've been following Paige for fashion advice.
Oh my God, thank you.
I'm like, oh my God, that's amazing on her, but I could never wear that.
Not true.
Well, no, some of the stuff I can, but there's definitely some stuff that I'm like.
Wait, do you guys have Zara in Canada?
We can order from them. I've ordered from them before. We don't have the walk-in stores here. Or, I don't know, maybe they do in Toronto or something, but that's a long way for me. I'm on the, super Atlantic coast. I'm actually like an hour ahead of you guys.
Oh, interesting.
Canada, see you in court.
Yeah, Canada. What the? See you in court. You don't have Zara? Wait.
Our intern, our head of social media, called me yesterday saying I was not allowed to be on Instagram yesterday, but you did a Zara haul where you were like giving the numbers.
Yeah, I gave the SKU numbers.
Why not a swipe up?
Dude, it was too fucking hard. You guys hate the Zara website? I hate the Zara website, okay? I couldn't. It was too much. I had so many.
Like long ass SKU numbers?
Which is just Google pink set, okay? What am I, your mom? I don't have the time.
The Zara website is like when you walk in and a secretary is like, you're not cool enough to be here. And you're like, but I just want to spend money. And they're like, figure it out yourself.
No, even if you walk into the store, I feel like on the job application, if it says, do you want to work here? And everyone that wrote no, they automatically get hired. Like, I think that's the deciding factor, because I've never walked into a Zara where everyone wasn't so fucking rude. Where I'm like, I apologize for asking if there was a different size. That's on me. That's my bad.
How dare you?
Last time I went to Zara was such an experience, but I realized it's legit the animal kingdom scene in Mean Girls.
No, it's
like,
crazy.
When someone is in line and decides they don't want something and they just kind of throw it to the side, and then a bunch of people see it and then they start attacking it. I'm like, this is the Mean Girls scene by the fountain.
I've done that before where I'm like, I don't need it. And then I've seen a girl go up to it and I've been like, that was mine. I actually do need it. Because if
they,
you
like,
see
smell
someone else,
the pheromones.
Yeah. I'm like, oh my God, is that really cool? And am I missing out on an opportunity? And I'm like, excuse me. I actually just put that down for a second. That's mine.
Oh my god. It's,
I messaged Julia last week and I was like, we literally need you for 3 minutes. Just ask us a question. We just want to like see your pretty face. And she's like, I'm nervous, I don't know. And I'm like, you better do it. We're forcing you. Julia, you are going to win a daytime Emmy for this. You are so incredible. We love you so much. And to be able to speak to you like without a time limit or like people commenting, it's been just a joy on our
end.
You're
also stunning. I don't mean to like make things about people's looks, but you're really very pretty. It's hard to look at you.
That's very, very sweet. Thank you guys so much. And you guys are
let's
amazing.
Find Julia's husband's Instagram and put cat emojis and cat bomb him. I'm just kidding. Let's not do that.
Could you imagine? Okay, Julia's Instagram, so it's fine.
We love you so much.
Yeah, we love
and
you.
And thank you for giggling with us today.
And thank good
you
luck.
For bringing Giggly Squad into my life. And thanks for all the giggles. I love Yay! You guys.
Love you. You crushed it, Julia. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. It's been an awesome meeting you guys, and I'm debating going to BravoCon if you guys are both going to be there, but otherwise I'm not. I can't. I'm not going to ask any questions. It's fine. Have a good day.
Bye, honey. Oh my gosh. She was amazing.
Amazing. We love her. I'm obsessed.
We love Julia so much. And we've been just like reaching out to random gigglers, but obviously you're interested, like shoot us a DMs if you want to have a little cameo moment. But we've had a lot of amazing gigglers in the community over the last year that we'd love to see your
really
smiling
have.
Face. So let's wrap this up with some front page news.
I would love to do that. We didn't talk about this. I actually didn't even talk about this on front page news this past week. but Ariana Grande getting married. What are your thoughts? She is 27 when she got engaged to luxury real estate agent who is 25, Dalton Gomez. And they had a very small wedding at their home in Montecito, California. Only like 20 people. They met a year ago. So they met in like right before the pandemic, and she moved from New York to quarantine with him, and now they're married.
I feel like people have been giving me a does a lot of shit, and I'm like, but you're leaving Ariana Grande, like, but this is my thing.
But at Ariana Grande is okay.
Yeah,
I can't get married, but Ariana Grande can.
Like, is it for different people? So right. At first I was like, okay, these celebs are wildin', these young celebs, like Gigi Hadid, like popping out baby, and like even Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin getting married immediately. And then I realized, like, when you're at that level of fame,
there's
dating
nothing
is
else
so
to do.
Dating is so fucking hard. You don't trust anyone, and I feel like the only thing you're missing in your life is that like love of your life, because you have money, you have fame.
So true.
Like, I feel like when they meet someone, they really go all in. And I feel like she found someone who was like out of the limelight that she could have like a normal life with. Is it quick? Yes. Do I think so many marriages that are quick last? Yes. And I think that's what they're doing. I think she's like, I found my person. I don't want to be fucking dating and in Page Six for being seen with some like other random rapper. And I think
I agree with that. I think when you meet your person, like, I really do think when you know, you know. I'm not concerned on like the quickness of the engagement and the wedding, because also, look, like, celebrities live very different lives. Like, they don't have to see what it's like being out at a bar with each other and like their friends around, because like they don't do that stuff. The only thing that I do think about, and Ariana Grande, 27 is not like the crazy, I mean, for me, that's crazy young to get married. I could never, but it's not like out of the realm of possibilities. The thing, though, with like Kylie and Gigi having babies so young and Hailey getting married so early, I do think about like the girls who really idolize them, myself included, but I'm like a grown adult. But the girls that really idolize them that are in high school, like, I just feel like I wonder what they think. Like, oh my God, I can't wait to get, like, have a baby at 23. Like, no, bitch. No, bitch. It's not going to be
Kylie,
the same.
Kylie had a baby after making $1 billion.
Right. Like, let's not forget that she was like, and I think I'll have a baby today. You know, like, she can do that. I just,
and
like,
she,
I get.
She has so many people to take care of it.
Yeah, like, it's, I don't know. I get, not that, like, I'm nervous for the youth, but I'm a little nervous for the youth. Like, I don't know. That would just be weird for to me. But anyway, yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, I think it's like interesting to think about. Have different timelines, and we all should remember that. And also, though, you are so quick to be like, I can never get married when I'm in my 20s. Like, I'm not an adult either, but I just feel like when you find your person, you're like, oh, this is how it begins. Like,
it's
me
having
this relationship. It's a defense
mechanism that I say.
Yeah, it's not healthy.
It's like, if I met my person, if he rang my doorbell right now,
yeah,
you'd have an invite to my wedding tomorrow. You know, like, I would fucking do it. But it's something say to myself that I'm like, I'm not ready yet. I still have things to do. It's because I know in my heart, like, I haven't met my person and I haven't accomplished certain things I want to before I meet my person. So, like, the world is doing it at its time pace for me. I'm not worried.
Are you done?
Yeah. Sorry. Okay. My next story is the Daily Mail.
You're like, I need to have 2 ayahuasca trips before I do that.
I'm going to Peru to do the frog poison, and then I know that I will meet my person, okay? God, I really need a therapist. Okay. Oh, Kylie Jenner denies being in an open relationship with Travis Scott. So I guess the Daily Mail wrote this like crazy article, and the headline was that they were back together, but they're in an open relationship. And she was like, you guys just write whatever you want. And she was like, I'm not discrediting people who are in an open relationship, but, like, we're not. Like, don't, whatever.
I thought you were going to say, I'm not discrediting journalism, but this shit is not journalism. Okay, I always thought that the media where there's smoke, there's fire. Like, I was always
not.
Okay. Okay. We love you, media. However, you guys, the media will take a centimeter and create a football field, and you cannot actually believe anything that is even what other people are saying when they say a source says.
Yeah,
those are people who hate you,
dude,
and are trying to make you look bad.
I read an entire Reddit thread. I know I shouldn't have been on Reddit, but bad. Like I got warped up in something. I read an entire Reddit thread about myself the other day, and I was like, when in the fuck did I do that? Like, it was just, it's just crazy. So people say whatever, but here was the question that I wanted to ask you. Do you think you would ever be able to be in an open relationship?
No. No, I watched.
No.
How about no? No. No. So I watched the thing on Netflix called Explained, and it was talking about monogamy, and it was scaring me because they're basically like,
okay, it's not human.
That, okay. Basically, they said that in the Stone Age, no, not the Stone Ages. Basically, when we were hunter and gatherers, a woman would get pregnant, and then any man who had sex with her while she was pregnant was then considered the father to take care of that kid. So, like, the more guys you fucked while you were pregnant, the more protected your kid would be, and those people, like, they would take care of other people's kids. Like, if your kid fell,
I would absolutely be popping that thing.
No, but, like, you know, nowadays, like, if a kid's crying, someone's like, hey, fix your kid, he's crying. In a hunter-gatherer situation, it was like, if a kid started crying, anyone would pick it up and take care of it. Like, it was a beautiful connecting thing.
Very
interesting. And a lot of animals are not monogamous. I do think penguins are, which we love that for them.
That's
but just
cute.
That they said we're closest to monkeys, and the guy was like, monkeys will fuck
anything
at all times. They're tired, they fuck. They're happy, they fuck. They're sad, they fuck. So that was making me upset. But then they...
So then you felt bad for that one monkey that was like, I really liked you though. And why would you do that?
I thought we had something.
And then you took that banana from her. And like, then you, like, I don't get it.
So, you gave me your nicest banana. And that was not a penis pun. That was just an honest banana pun.
I was going to say...
It made me upset, but then they were showing all these couples who were, like, open, like, bi, not open, like, just, like, all kinds of love. And it makes me just feel like whatever your love story is in your head will work. And I think I've been raised with the love story of, like, my parents being together, and that's what I like.
Yeah.
But I do think that if you think you can love better in a different way, then, like, love that way.
That's, oh my God, that was beautifully put. Now, I'm a jealous ass bitch, so if anyone ever tried, I don't think I could do it.
Yeah, like the whole point of a relationship is like the self-worth of you thinking you're so fucking awesome that this guy just wants to be with you. So it's like if he wants to be with other people, then it's like, then why the fuck am I here? Because I just love myself. No, I need more than that. I need you to love me. But it's also like, again, celebrities are different. Kylie might never have done an open relationship, but now she has like her finances and her secrets about herself and all this stuff that Travis Scott knows. Like John Mulaney was joking, like he'd watch all these murder shows.
How about John Mulaney? Let's get into that.
Okay, I'm going to transition. This is how John Mulaney was doing a joke where he was like, when I was younger, I'd watch all these like murder shows and I was like, I would never kill someone. But then he's like, then someone cheated on me. And I was like, I get it. But it's like not because I'm like, I hate you, you can't be with anyone else. But it's like they know, he was like, they know too much about my life and my penis. Like I have to kill them. So I do think celebrities,
think about that.
Like Kylie Jenner is like, okay, clearly we can't make it work and you keep fucking other people. So like allegedly, fine. But like you have to keep the, like it's like I think what A-Rod and J-Lo had before they were exposed.
I was just going to say that. I feel like a lot of athletes might have a like, if I'm on the road, look, it means nothing. Kind of like a don't ask, don't tell situation. I just don't think
You're signing your soul to the devil to be like, I want to be with this rich, famous man, but he's going to fuck other girls.
No, I need you to be so obsessed with me. Yeah. Anyway, okay, let's talk about John Mulaney. What the fuck? I have been obsessed with John Mulaney for years. I did not know
that about you.
Oh my God. I remember when I first discovered his stand-up on Netflix, I was like, I love this person. I went to see him at Radio City. Like, I would always rewatch it. I made everyone in my family watch his stand-ups. I think he's so funny. When he went to rehab because he had a drug problem, I still loved him. I was like, what a fun guy, you know? Get your life together.
Didn't know he had the side to him.
Didn't know he had the side to him. I knew that he was sober, though, because he had said... He talks about it in one of his stand-ups. But in his stand-up, part of, like, the reason I loved him so much was because he would always talk about his wife and how he was married to this, like, Jewish-American woman. And, it like, her growing up was so different from his because he was from, like, a very WASPy family. Mm-hmm. And that she was just, like, in your face and would say whatever she wanted. And he would be like, she's a bitch, but I fucking love her. So then when their divorce came out, I was like, oh, my God. And apparently she was very blindsided by it. And now he's dating Olivia Munn. And it's just like, wait, what?
So funny because I went down this rabbit hole last night where like she's been posting like sage photos, like saging her apartment. And some media press did a whole thing like saging means getting away negative energies. But yeah, she said that he, again, we don't know if this is true, but she allegedly said that he blindsided her and he did divorce her apparently.
Right.
Clearly they're going through struggles. Clearly relapsing after being sober is so hard.
Yeah, that is probably terrifying.
But I have some wild news.
What?
It's the link, the ticket link isn't up, but I have my first show in New York City at City Winery at 10 p.m. on June 10th. Obviously you're invited, obviously I'd have you headline if you wanted, but guess who has the show before me?
Shut the fuck up, Hannah.
John Mulaney.
No fucking what? John Mulaney's opening for you. John Mulaney is opening. Wait, I'm so excited. Wait, come, what's the date? I'm grabbing a pen. What's the date?
It's June 10th at 10:15 p.m. I literally
have my
show.
Schedule. How
but
crazy
he's before you
right here.
But
June 10th.
If you want to meet him, we can meet him.
No, I'm
like,
meeting him.
When I walk
him.
In,
I'm
he's
meeting
finishing.
Him. June 10th, 10 p.m.
I love
10th,
how you're writing this
PM.
Down. You have a calendar book?
I
what
have
are we,
a
in 1991?
Got this on Amazon. It's changed my life.
Okay.
June
Wait,
10th at
what if you're
what
in the
time?
Street and something happens? You can't bring that.
I feel
that.
Like a teacher. I write it down in my phone also, but this is like I need to have.
June 10th. At 10:15, City Winery. The tickets will be up soon, guys. New York City.
City Winery.
Let's fucking go.
10:15.
Also, I have 3 shows coming up on Long Island. Go to hannahburn.com. That's June 4th and 5th, so don't miss out.
If you're like me and you're starting your fitness journey whenever you feel like it, I go in and out of wanting to get healthy. And when I'm on those kicks, then there's nothing I love more than Peloton. Truly, the hardest battle is getting yourself in the mindset to start working out. And you can start as small as you want. They have 10-minute low-impact classes, or if you want to jump into a 30-minute live DJ ride, be my guest. The best thing about Peloton, I think, are their instructors. They will keep you motivated to stay on your fitness journey, and you learn the basics and build from there. Remember, doing something is everything. Get started with Peloton Bike or Bike Plus Rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms apply.
Get ready with me to tell you about my absolute favorite mascara, the L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara. Clean Girl is absolutely out. Get out of here. Mob Wife is in. Sultry lashes are in. Bold eye looks are in. It could not be a better time for the girlies. I absolutely love a bold lash. I love like a 1960s vibe recently. And also, I'm a girly that puts mascara on her bottom lashes. I feel like a lot of girls don't, and I don't understand those girls. The reason that I absolutely love L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara is because it truly is the perfect mascara, and your lashes look amazing from day to night. There's nothing I hate more than like a clumpy, spidery looking lash, and L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara truly is the fluffiest brushes on the market, and they just make your lashes look fuller instantly. If you want to join in the Mob Wife sultry lash look like me and Hannah, then order Lash Paradise now on Amazon. There are some stories about my mother's life that I truly never get tired of hearing. From hilarious to heartfelt to tear-jerking to plot-twisting, her retelling of events always brings me joy. Just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all of her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mother's life for years to come. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. Storyworth makes the process all a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter. After that, you'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's responses as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of stories you already know or be surprised by the stories you've never heard before. After that year of fun, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come. You can even keep a copy of the book for yourself. I know that my mom is going to absolutely love this. And there's always like in my head, I feel like, what am I going to do with all the pictures in my phone? This is a perfect thing to do with all the pictures in your phone. Families love Storyworth, and that's why they have more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/giggly. That's storyworth.com/giggly to save $10 on your purchase.
She's actually writing it down.
I am.
I like, so you're going to meet him.
Stuff ready.
My question is, what do you think about him and Olivia Munn?
Oh, I don't know. Here's the other thing with Olivia Munn. And because there's like so much speculation about Aaron Rodgers and everyone he dates. And I know that they dated for a while. And I feel like she said in a few interviews that there's like a lot to the story that you don't know. But she would never like come out and say anything. I think Olivia Munn is absolutely stunning, though. I don't really have an opinion on her other than that like she seems like a fine human. But I think she's so gorgeous. Whoa, mm-hmm. Did you just hear my voice? I was also burping at the same time that I said that.
John Mulaney actually just had a joke about burping where he's like, remember when you're little and you're just like, guys, I have to burp. And you're like, ugh. And he's like, then when you're older, you just like don't have time and you like burp through words. You just like keep going. You don't have time to take a break during the burp.
Legitimately what just happened. I burp a lot, so, actually.
We wish John Mulaney the best. I think a lot of comedians, you know, deal with addiction issues. They say a lot of comedians are like athletes or addicts, and sometimes both. And it's
oh my
what
God,
makes
I,
him great.
I can't wait. I want to meet him so bad.
Yeah, you're going to meet him. We have the same touring agent.
Oh my God, this is so exciting. I can't wait to
I've never seen Paige get this excited to meet any celebrity.
I love him. I can't wait to be like, I'm so happy you opened for my friend Hannah. You did great out there. Keep up the good work.
Oh my God. But Dez is going to be there. He's featuring for me. We call it featuring when they're not like opening.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
It'll be fun. So yeah. But John Mulaney, it is a little quick to get into a new relationship, obviously. But yeah, again, celebrities, yeah. They live on a different timeline.
I seriously think like the best thing I ever did after a breakup was legitimately warding off people, like staying single mm-hmm. I wanted to stay single for a full year, and I really like I'm sticking to it.
Well, you're staying in your feelings. It's just what we spoke with Julia about, like yeah. You could easily just leave something, not decide like where you might have gone off path, and just like yeah. Jump into another of the same pattern. But yeah, you want to break some patterns.
That doesn't mean I don't cry over like my sneaky links sometimes, and like have mourned them more than like actual relationships. I'm not
What's
saying
a sneaky
that
sneaky link
you're a sneaky link. You don't What's know what a sneaky link is?
No.
A sneaky link is like a guy that like no one really knows that you talk to, but like you hook up with. And like you guys don't like hang out in public. You don't like go out on dates. You don't like do anything. But like you guys really fuck with each other. Like you like each other. But it's
but
not like you're going
you
to group dinner.
With it? Oh, because
you're not
like,
public.
You're, not, there
you're not public with it, but like you have a sneaky link, and like they come over and you go over and whatever.
But you don't know who's hiding who.
You're basically both hiding each other.
Do you ever feel used and abused?
No, because it's like someone that I wouldn't want people to think I'm dating.
I love that.
Or
that's
like
kind of like this
with.
Guy in college I dated who looked like a flounder.
Yeah, I don't have one right now. I had one in the course of a year where I like was like I'm in love with you, but like no,
guys,
just,
we're learning so much. Sneaky links,
yeah, sneaky links. I would pick my sometimes I'd pick my sneaky link over like the new guy who like I should be like going on dates with, but I'm like
because you're more comfortable with your
yeah,
sneaky
like
link.
My sneaky link is so much more fun though.
You don't have to shave for your sneaky link.
Oh God, no.
That's the whole point. I actually once was about to hook up with a guy who was like gonna be a sneaky link possibly, and I remembered our first hookup that I didn't shave my legs, and I stood
yeah.
over the bed, and I was in my own apartment, and I was like, do you want me to shave, because I could shave in the shower real quick right now. And he was like, whatever you want. Like obviously guys are not gonna say anything. And I was like,
right.
I took like 2 minutes and I was like, yeah, I'm not gonna shower.
Yeah. No I've had guys be like, you're getting a little prickly down there, and I'm like, absolutely suck my ass. Like,
ew.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah,
be like, and your balls are disgusting. I don't say
yeah,
anything.
I'm
about
like,
it.
Are you kidding me? I have like a little hair on my legs. Have you looked at like just your general body? Like, you guys are gross. Get out of here. Fucking lucky I even
your
texted
penis is
you
ugly,
back.
I said it.
Yeah, you're disgusting.
Side note, before we wrap up. A golden retriever walked by me the other day, and I like legit got butterflies. Do you ever have a crush on a dog? Like, its face is just like really handsome,
like,
and it didn't give
look
a fuck
at me
about
like
me.
That.
It didn't even look at me, and I was into it.
I can confidently say that no, I haven't.
Okay. To each their own. Don't yuck someone's yum.
Yeah, no, for sure. And that's a little bit about us.
They're my
Reddit thread.
Dogs.
New Reddit thread. Hannah fucks dogs, and that's her sneaky link.
I'm like, now I know why she's a cat person. Oh my God, do you have any other stories?
No.
Yeah, we've
what
gone off track.
Yeah, what
we've
a
disappointed
pod.
A lot of people. We've gone a lot of journeys. Giggly
Most of
my
them are family
week.
Members.
I have a couple texts already just telling me to never talk to them again. And yeah, this has been a lot of fun. We have new merch we're working on, which
yes.
is really exciting.
Oh my God, it's so exciting. It's like perfect for like the summertime. You guys are going to be
it's
obsessed.
It's perfect for the summer. Okay, you guys don't know what it is, but when it drops, you're going to be like, duh.
We
like,
get
how
it.
Have they not done this yeah. already? But I sent it to our Gen X millennial. Sorry, Gen Z millennial. No,
Gen Z
intern. And she loved it. And if she thinks
did.
It's cool, it's cool. Yeah,
oh,
did.
Then it's cool. Dude, how weird cool. is it like knowing that there's a generation that's like old enough to drink and like it's not us and they're like we have to check to see if things are cool with them.
Literally.
It's
Elena,
terrifying.
Elena and I talked yesterday and she was like, have you watched the Olivia Rodrigo video Good For You? And I was like, no. And she's like, it dropped today. And I was like, what? And then she's like, listen to it.
She's bitch, like, we had Taylor Swift. Okay.
I know.
Taylor
and
Swift.
I listen to it and I go, this is Paramore. And she's like, oh yeah, it's super cool. She like used some of the tracks from Paramore. And I was like, okay, this is Paramore.
No. How dare they? How
like,
dare
they? Like, it
sounded
just like Paramore. And she was like, yeah, isn't it awesome? I'm like, yeah, when Paramore did it. But it is a cool video. Olivia Rodrigo's cool. And I'm trying to stay in with the kids, but, you know, every now
it's
and then
so
we have tension.
Hard. Yeah, it's so hard.
Well, anyway, we love you guys so much. Thank
yes.
you for giggling. And thank you, Julia, for joining us.
That was amazing.
We hope she
Hannah,
still likes
I love
us.
You.
I love you, too. Bye, bitch.
Bye.